I understand Vendi has donated a vehicle to support LCVI's auto tech program.
That is correct, Kareem. Great opportunity for us. It was made known to us, I think, a few weeks ago that they had a need. They had reinitiated their auto tech course and program there at LCVI, which is great news because I'm sure, as we all are probably aware, there's massive shortages in labor-intensive environments across the board, but specifically for auto technicians. So great opportunity for them to further that learning and education, and for us to be able to provide some support towards that initiative was it's a great opportunity for Vendi and for LCVI and the students above all.
Perfect. And so students will actually get hands-on experience working with this vehicle.
Exactly. Yeah, that was the whole thing. You know, speaking with their shop teacher there, Mr. Spearman, Warren Spearman, great fella. And again, back to the shortages on staff all over the place. He's actually a retired teacher from the Ottawa area, and they were able to bring him into Kingston to support this course. So great that he was able to do that. But now the students will have a vehicle to work hands-on, real-time learning and training with great expertise of Mr. Spearman to lead the charge.
Amazing. Now, when we get into what Vendi does, now I know Vendi, you know, basically allowing anybody to basically facilitate vehicle purchases and sales, and in turn for customers to be able to interact and determine in that sense. So I understand, how does this donation of the vehicle, how does this tie in to Vendi's mission?
Well, you know, I think it's a couple of things, but the one thing that is big about Vendi is that it's people first, right? That's our thing. We're people first. We're not, you know, a big automated system, right? We're a Kingston-based company. And we want to do everything we can to support Kingston in any way, especially Kingstonians, especially students. So the way that it kind of just wrapped together is we actually had a car come in on trade, and we figured that would be a good opportunity to pass it along to them and help kind of encourage this next generation of, you know, the automotive world, you know, whether they become, you know, technicians or automotive, you know, business heads. It's just a great, great way for us to kind of help them move forward, and we actually are hoping to continue to work with other schools within the LDSB. I think we've sent that olive branch out to try to make a connection, maybe to get a blanket policy to continue to do this. But that's the main thing. We're people first, right? Mm-hmm. We want to just set that aside from being some big tech conglomerate to being really personal and personable, and just wanting to help any way we can, really. Yeah,
well, thanks for that explanation, Blake. So really, it's outreach and giving back to the community is a big part of what you're hoping to do with this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, anything else too, like we're hoping to move forward. We're hoping to run an event sooner than later with a local charity to help raise some money for them. It's anything we can do in terms of outreach is we are actively looking for more opportunities to do that within the Kingston area. And as we expand as well, we're launching in Ottawa, I believe, the beginning of next month. So we're going to plan citywide outreach any way we can between here, you know, and Ottawa, which is why we reached out to the LDSB to hopefully get more of a blanket policy for all the schools in the school board, so we can continue to do that.
Amazing. So really, this is almost a starting point for something more.
Absolutely. Yeah, this was a real kind of passion project for me personally. It's always been a kind of a dream of mine to help these auto shops, especially once I heard LC's reopened. We immediately came together and made this happen. Like Zerman said, it was only a couple weeks ago kind of we found out, so we were able to piece this together fairly fast as we want. You know, they didn't have a car to work on, right? It's like a, you know, it's like a wood shop teacher without wood, right? So we wanted to get that to them as soon as possible. We just happen to have this car coming in, so we are hoping that it definitely turns into something bigger, and we're making that happen as soon as we possibly can.
And I'm really curious, you know, we keep saying this car, this vehicle, mm-hmm. What is the car?
It's a 2012 Nissan Altima. Nothing super special, but it was actually in great shape. And honestly speaking, I hope it lasts multiple years for that shop class, you know, for them to take it apart and put it back together, rather than, you know, buying them or getting them something, you know, not as nice that might not last as long. At least this way they might be self-sufficient for a while before needing the next car.
And you just revealed that you're looking at expansion.
Yeah, absolutely, Kareem. I mean, right now our platform is available provincially throughout the province of Ontario, but we want to deliver some targeted launch events in some of the other larger markets, obviously in Ontario, that being Ottawa, and then inevitably in Toronto. But beyond that, we're really looking at taking this platform national. That's a long-term goal and focus for us, and beyond, right? I mean, our mission is really, it's local, it's national, it's international. There's no reason why we would be limited from that. The platform itself is designed to be able to be functional just about in any marketplace, so long as obviously we're you know, abiding by the governing policies or laws in each of those particular markets. But no, we look forward to it. There's nothing like it in the marketplace right now, and we're excited to be the first ones to deliver this type of a community-based marketplace where you know, our vendors, our licensed certified automotive consultants, are able to bridge gaps for sellers and buyers and bring these individuals together to really put them in the driver's seat, so to speak, no pun intended or intended, I guess. But to give the average consumer a little more control and the ability to function in a safe and secure environment where they can get great value overall.
Excellent. Thanks for that, Zerman. So, how have things been going? I know it's been, I want to say end of June that the official launch happened, or was it July?
Actually, August. First weekend in August was the official launch for us. It's been going really, really well. In the sense that, you know, it's a whole new thing for us as well, right? So there's some things that will become more known to us or more apparent as we continue to grow this and build this. And when we take a look at our core team, Our founding partners, that being Trevor Cotton, our founder and CEO. It's his brainchild. He's been quite the visionary for a very long time. And then bringing you know, some of the partners together that worked with him on this, namely Tyler French and Daniel Babineau, both of them critical individuals, Amir Baig, and then myself, Zerman Khan. And then our digital marketing team with Blake and with Sarah and now Spencer Gibson has joined us. So the team's growing, and it'll take a little bit of time, I'm sure, for that trust and confidence to build in the marketplace, but we're very comfortable with what we have here as a product and look forward to making sure the rest of the world inevitably understands that this is here and it's looking to do great things and revolutionizing the automotive industry.
Great. Zerman, Blake, thank you very much for joining me today. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Kareem. Thank you.